it's just what comes natural to you. And I've said it before, I believe that you should be who you are naturally, and everybody's got an opinion on how a leader should be, but at the end of the day, I really think a leader, it comes from the heart and it should be natural. I have a way of doing certain things, and another quarterback's going to have a totally different way. But if that's naturally how he does it, it'll come across, because that's what your teammates want. They want to see that's who Nick is. That's how he really is. He's not acting right here. He's not trying to be something he's not. And that's where respect comes.
I've played with Andrew Luck for 3 years, and he's the nicest guy out there. He's never going to call his teammate out on the field. So that whole where you got to be a tough guy to be a good leader in this league is very misconstrued. Nick is a great leader on our team, and we know that he's going to lead this team to victory.
There's obviously been a change of personnel at a lot of spots. You know, Evan went down the first game, and then Allen went down, and then we started mixing and matching. And then, you know, JP got thrown out of a game. You know, Todd's played guard, Kurt's played tackle. But I think those group of guys that have all had an opportunity to play have really done a nice job when they were in there. You know, I think part of it is how we train and give those guys, you know, a lot of reps in the preseason, hoping that we're developing depth in that standpoint. And then I think when those guys got an opportunity to get in there, you know, whether it be Gardner or Tobin or Molk or whoever has really stepped in, and Dennis Kelly has done a really good job when they were in there. The biggest thing is just the continuity is always an issue. If it's a new guy next year, how in tune are you to each other's calls and making sure you're making the right decisions? How many times have you gotten reps at it in practice? But I think for those guys, I think it's really a credit to them that they've been able to do what they've, you know, on a consistent basis, I really think, you know, a pretty good job up front.
So. We play man, we press, we get up and you know, get in their faces. It's just we got to use our tools to handle that stuff.
Like really just be, like keep your head on a swivel and not be surprised?
You'll see on Sunday.
Okay. Right.
Well, I think from a chemistry standpoint, we're very good. You know, and I think that really matters, but we got to take it week by week, and we got to continue to improve. You know, we're 5-1 right now, and you know that doesn't guarantee us anything. So we got to act like we have nothing and go play next week. Try to be 1-0. We've got a big game this week against Arizona, and that's all you can worry about. Especially playing in this league, you can't think down the road. I mean, we got 10 more games in the regular season, so.